Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. Today we are privileged to have as our guest Eduardo Petraca, who is in Argentina, and he is one of our newest and most on fire international path leaders. He deals in amazing businesses. He's a negotiator for a $2 billion mobile telecommunications company that handles Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay. And he is a passionate Christian who has been brought to us by God. And our trainer, Vicky Arteaga, did a training over the phone with Eduardo and got him licensed in the path. Eduardo, welcome to the show this morning.
Oh, thank you, Larry Beth. Thank you for having me, and it is a privilege to be in your talk show. As mentioned before to the production, today is a very sunny day in Buenos Aires, and it is incredible how technology makes us this possible, this connection within 10,000 miles away.
Isn't that something? What time is it for you, Ar?
It is 30 afternoon.
Wow. Are we on the same day?
The same day, yes, of course.
Well, I cannot wait to meet you in person, and we've talked before, and I've seen your photo in Skype. And so tell us how you sent over some talking points, and one of the things you wanted to talk about was how Jesus CEO changed your worldview on leadership. How did you find the book?
Well, I work in the telecom industry, as you mentioned, and this happened for me to be an opportunity to travel to the United States, and it happened at some airport to find your book, Jesus CEO, and really changed my perspective of how to look at Jesus as a leader. It allowed me to put together two Christian concepts for me. It was the King, Jesus the King and the Savior, and Jesus the leader model, the principle of Jesus, the principle for leadership that I need to follow. So it gave me some shock, your book, and I started to look at my own beliefs about Jesus, not only for the spiritual perspective, but also from the management perspective.
So how did that start shifting your personal leadership style at work?
Well, I mean, I work as a supply director in my work and as a youth pastor at church. So really, it helped me to put both worlds together. So to bring some spirituality to the business and some management skills to the church, to the ministry that I work with.
Now, you mentioned the necessity for youth leadership programs in your country. Can you tell us about what's going on and what the need is there?
Yes, of course. To understand young people in Argentina, I first need to tell you that Argentina, a century ago, was one of the three most prosperous countries in the world. It was an option for Spanish, Italians, and some others leaving Europe after World War II. From that time up to now, and because of some bad government decisions and corruption and some others issues, it generated a very generated poverty in our country and generated a very poverty mindset, lack of dreams, disappointment of the young people in the country, within the government and the church and with everybody. So I believe that the young people in Argentina, they feel like very emotionally orphans. I mean, even though they have their parents, they have their parents both work together all day long because they need to survive. However, they are very alone. They just growing up at the streets. So they're very like emotional orphans. So I believe that our goal as Christian leaders is, of course, to try to heal those emotional wounds with the gospel, but as well as challenge them and try to let them look at the potential that God has deposited on them, and show them that they can really change the society and change the way they're living, change their own world.
So these principles written by an American Texas woman are universal because Jesus is universal, correct?
Yeah,
the hope that God puts in each of us.
That's correct.
Now, I love what you wrote. You said that your mission is to be a hotbed of leadership, and you're going from role-playing at church and work into living your mission. What does that mean? Explain that to us.
Well, now since my mission became clear for me, I can put together both worlds, my two roles, in church and at work. So I believe that, for instance, management tools give us efficiency, like time management, money management, and whatever. But I believe that spirituality gives us wisdom to perform in life. And God is the spirit of wisdom, that we need to take good decisions. And the Bible says that wisdom provides in our right hand life, longevity. If we take good decisions, we live longer. And in the left hand, riches. So, and prosperity. If we take the proper decisions, and we can perform in life. And those decisions are the wisdom of God. And that works together with the management decisions in terms of time management and money and how you take care of your time and your resources. So I believe that we really can have a divine connection between both worlds and perform with success in life.
So what are you doing now? So you were trained in the path, and you read Jesus CEO. So what actions have you taken? What's going on now with you?
Well, what's going on now to me is I share the path training class at church. I started to give some seminars about spiritual leadership in my job. And also, this is very, very fresh. Last week, I gave a seminar in the university called WADE. It's one of the most prestigious universities in Buenos Aires, talking about spiritual leadership, talking about the Jesus as a leader for us. And this was a class for the it was an MBA class here in Buenos Aires. So I'm trying to challenge the young people in church, in my job, and also in college to live and look at life differently.
Wow. So the seminar at work, they allowed you to do this at the workplace?
Yes, they allow me. Yes, since I'm part of the board of directors, and since I share this with some other directors, they allow me. They allow me to challenge people, and it is good for the business for
sure.
Everyone to be challenged to something greater.
So, how was it received? How was it received at work?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
How did they like it at work?
Oh, they like it very much. It really was amazing for them to hear somebody talking about Jesus in a management or workplace. You know, people sometimes refer to Jesus as a religion, some religion topics, or they mix Jesus with some mysticism. And this is reality. This is life. You can take those principles and live it today with and very practical, and you can see the results very, very fast.
Wow. So the path training, you did some path training at your church. Did people get clear about, did you help them get their mission statements?
Yes, yes. We're still working on that. It's not that easy, but we done the class, and we need another one just to finish it up. But we have some good results, some good testimonies. So people getting focused on what they believe is their calling.
It's so powerful. So you were just amazing. You're doing all these things. How can I help you? What can I do more to help you?
Send me books. Everybody's looking for the Jesus Seal book in Spanish because I talked about it. I'm the one translating it. But it's a whole opportunity that we have in Argentina to sharing this material. Really, God has put this in you, and you changed the. I like your saying about changing the world one at a time. So I believe I got impact because of what God puts put in you, and I believe I'm trying to walk the same way.
Wow. The Jesus Real book, the e-book will be in Spanish. It's coming out shortly. I know Vicky has been on top of that. So there's a company, I think, in Colombia that bought the rights. And so it should be available very shortly.
That's a very good news.
Do you have other people there that are helping you? Are you doing this alone, or are you getting colleagues and friends to help?
Well, at this moment, I started alone because I started since a month and a half ago. But I have already people that want to join this let's say movement of
right.
sharing the gospels in a different and creative way than what we used to. And I'm very glad you mentioned about the e-book, because, you know, one of the third world country population growth is Facebook.
It's Facebook.
The third world country population growth is Facebook, so we need electronic material, you know. And the first language in the world, you know what it is? Globish.
What is
Globish?
It?
Globish. It's what I'm talking right now. It's, I know 1,500 words in English, so I can communicate with you. Wikipedia call it Globish. So with some Globish and with some internet, we can go for the world and sharing the gospel.
Oh, isn't it amazing what God has given us, the power in our hands?
It is incredible.
Eduardo, how can people reach you? Where can they reach you?
Well, the people can reach me at my Gmail. It's
okay.
E as Eduardo.
Mm-hmm.
Petreca, that's my last name. I spell it for you. It's P as Peter, E T R E, C as cow, C A. gmail.com.
Say it again. E Petreca at what? At gmail.com.
Yes, that's right.
At gmail.com.
That's
well,
right.
I know you're going to have people responding to you. And you're so precious to me, dear brother, for the work that you're doing 10,000 miles away. You have no idea how you blessed me today and inspired me. Look at all you've done in a month and a half. Oh, my goodness.
Thank
you. Definitely stay in touch, and we'll get you that information about Jesus CEO in the ebook Spanish version.
Okay.
And
okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Lavibet, for this is a tremendous opportunity for sharing some Argentinian and you know, sharing all these ideas. And I'm glad God has spoke to you and give you all these different books that everybody is learning about.
Oh, Oh, well, thank you so much. It's a great privilege and honor that it's touching people's lives. So blessings to you, Eduardo. Get some rest or go to work, whichever time it is.
I must go to lunch right now. It's almost 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so.
Very good.
You invited if you like.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, see you.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye-bye.